Connecticut lawmakers have voted overwhelmingly to approve a $220 million agreement to keep the headquarters of Sikorsky Aircraft Corporation in the state until 2032. The agreement also calls for the production of a new line of heavy cargo helicopters for the U.S. military at Sikorsky's Stratford plant. WSHU's Eb Ongudama reports.
The agreement passed the state Senate by a vote of 35-1. It passed in the House 136-6. Representative Robert Sampson, a Republican from Walcott, was one of the six no votes. He called the deal a corporate giveaway that could cause more problems than it fixes for the state.
There's many business owners across the state, large and small, that when they heard about this, their first reaction is, well, wait a second, what about my business? I'm not happy with the business climate in Connecticut either. Where's my incentive to stay here?
Supporters of the agreement argued that Connecticut was competing with Florida, South Carolina, Texas, and Georgia to build the military's new King Stallion helicopters. They say without the deal, the state could have lost Sikorsky. The deal still has to be approved by Sikorsky's unionized workers. Ebong Udama, WSH News.